Armadoxy for today, Christmas in July. The ad came by mail, with my home address on the label, although my name was shortened to occupant. It was one of the few things that still came to me by mail. Red and green writing over a picture of a big poinsettia plant. The writing was in block letters. Christmas in July. Sale, it said. I smiled briefly and thought so little of it that I tossed it in the trash without a second thought. Later that day, the same ad caught my eye while scanning through the TV dial. A big candy cane with the words, Christmas in July, sale, in beautiful script. The following day, I couldn't avoid this ad. The words were popping up on my social media pages, letting me know that this was not only being promoted by old school media, but this was a full blown out campaign to bring the old Yuletide cheer to businesses wanting to scoop up some extra funds in midsummer. Imagine that, I thought to myself. Marketers are bringing the Christ name brand, that is Christmas, to our local neighborhood to sell made-in-China wares to a sympathetic public. To be sure, the economy here in the United States is dependent on year-end holiday shopping, so some entrepreneurs are capitalizing on the popularity of Christmas and exploiting it by creating an extra off-season of holly, candy cane stripes, and jolly merriment to collect the financial rewards that come with this new Christmas season. Imagine that, I thought. And then it hit me. This was the Armadoxy formula. The Christian celebrates Christmas every day of the year. This was the goal we set out to achieve when we said, celebrate December 25th and January 6th. Christ is born and revealed every day when a Christian lives his or her life according to the tenets of love. The Christian keeps the message of Christmas alive and in focus all year long. Of course, no one is fooled by this Christmas in July campaign. The object is simply to make money. But that doesn't mean we can't use the opportunity to focus on the Christmas message in July, just as we should in August, October, March, or May. So welcome to Christmas in July, courtesy of Madison Avenue or some entrepreneur. What a nice treat in the middle of the hot, sweltering dog days of summer. We can imagine snow, sleighs, the cold of winter. And while we're at it, let's remember the babe in the manger, the hope for peace on earth and goodwill toward one another. This is the best payback for all of the years businesses capitalized on Christ's birth. Now we have a chance to spread the message of hope and love on the coattails of this ad campaign. Merry Christmas in July. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Son at the stable in Bethlehem, and once again today in my heart and in your world. May the joy of Christmas never be without Christ, today, tomorrow, December, January, July, August, and always. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.